Each year on the last Sunday in June, we have the joy of commissioning people for summer service. This year's commissioning will be for the Appalachian Service Project trip to Kentucky, better known as ASP, in case you ever wondered what those initials stood for. The ASP organization has picked as their key verse for this summer from the passage you are about to hear. Let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. The formal commissioning will be for the trip, but my hope and prayer is that you will not only participate in the mission with your prayers and with your thoughts, but that you also participate in your own sense of commissioning to set love into action in your lives wherever your faith journey takes you this summer. Hear this word from 1 John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandments, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The idea that love is an action, something that we do, might be a new concept for us. We usually think of love as a feeling, an emotion, but in this passage, we are challenged to understand that the love that abides in us actually needs to flow through us, be active in us. Love as something we do, whether it is our feeling at the moment or not. People who are in thriving marriages know this truth firsthand. Commitment means loving people when we feel like loving them, and it also means deciding to love them if our feelings aren't exactly there in any given moment. Actively choosing to love. All family and friend relationships require us to make choices to be love in action. To love not just in the way we want to feel like loving, but to love in the way the other person needs to receive love. Love in truth and action includes speaking and paying attention to the other person's reality as well as our own. As challenging as this kind of love is, the love in action Jesus asks of us goes past our family and friends. The scripture says, how does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and refuses to help? The love we are called to act out goes further than our doorstep and challenges us to get outside of our box, to see what is happening around us, and to see people in need. The scripture tells us we don't get to look away when we see things we don't want to see. To deny the world's suffering is to make too much room for the presence of the kind of evil that says some people don't matter, and others do. Brian McLaren wrote this paragraph that really challenged me about the difficult nature of love in action. Sooner or later, everyone should be arrested or imprisoned for a good cause. Or if not arrested and imprisoned, put in a position of suffering and sacrifice. Or if not that, at least be criticized or inconvenienced a little. Because if we are co-conspirators with the Spirit of God to bring blessing to our world, sooner or later, it's going to cost us something. During the Civil Rights Movement, the marches were often led off by the song, "This Little Light of Mine." Do you know it? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine." Why? Why was this song so important? Because when the going got tough, and it always did, the people needed to be reminded that they were each entrusted with the light of Christ. That shining that light into the world's brokenness was work that was valuable beyond measure, worth whatever sacrifice was needed. That's the truth that needs to be spread in the way we live our lives. This week I saw a video about the challenge a young woman named Stephanie Hsu took on to bring music and hope to a community where there was neither. She met these children who lived in a town where the only choices seemed to be two rival gangs. They wondered which one they would grow up to join. She brought to them what she had to give, which was her gift and her deep and abiding love for music. Her belief that that gift could actually change people's lives. And it's happening. She's been there for about 4 years now. And over time, the gifts of learning that practice and hard work actually matter, actually make you better. The lessons are 2 hours every day after school at an elementary school. Lives are changing because that lesson about music not only blesses them with that beauty in their lives, but teaches them that maybe if I work at other things in my life, it will matter too. What's more, the need to belong to a gang is about the need to belong. And when instead you belong to a group that makes something beautiful together, you begin to understand that belonging matters, and how you belong matters. And it doesn't have to be about violence. It can be about love and joy and grace. This young woman put love into action in a way that honored both who she was and the gifts she had to bring and the potential of the receivers. She shows us what it looks like to faithfully use who we are to serve God, to dedicate our blessings to being a blessing to other people. Our scripture passage wants us to understand that God's gifts will be enough for us, that our doubts about ourselves don't win when we put them within the context of God's Spirit abiding in us. Who we are is enough, exactly enough, to meet people where they are and let them experience God's love flowing through us. Christ's sacrificial love showed us that. For you who are preparing for this trip, and for all of us, as we live our lives in this world, we know that we will be called to bring forth our best gifts of patience and courage, perseverance, willingness to work together. We may fear that what we have will not be enough. Know this. God's gifts are enough, exactly enough. Let them shine through you. Let God's love shine through you. It will be enough. In Jesus' name, amen.